Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
3 months ago, our civic leaders were up against an ominous deadline, namely the clearing of the Palco Marsh. Personally, I was in favor of the clearing because those people were living in filthy squalor with no running water or sewage, and their tents were flimsy at best against North Coast weather. Their lives were going nowhere, and the surrounding city and environment was going downhill fast. But I say the clearing was ominous because there were myriad threats, alleging the city was doing something terrible, immoral, perhaps illegal, by asking those folks to stop camping in the marsh. One of the big questions and legal hurdles, where are the homeless persons going to go? If there were not adequate beds and shelters for them to sleep in, temporary housing, etc., lawsuits would likely be filed. So beds were placed at St. Vincent de Paul. A parking lot downtown was designated as a camping place, and the Mac Center had a few beds that were open. But still, there seemed to be too little room at the inn if all the 140 or so homeless from the Palco Marsh would suddenly descend on Eureka. At the 11th hour, just a few days before that May 2nd deadline, an unlikely group came forth to offer a creative solution. Representatives from HUMCPR, Humboldt Coalition for Property Rights, proposed that they would provide temporary shelters, that is, renovated and improved boxcars, with doors and windows, storage containers, and beds, and they could be placed on property owned by Mercer Fraser in Old Town. They felt they could build enough shelter for about 40 persons if only Betty Chin and her staff would supervise the tenants. The city and county looked favorably upon the plan, and within the span of a few days, voila, under the acronym of GCOP, that is Greater Eureka Community Outreach Project, the Connex boxes were built, located downtown, the marshes were cleared, and a mini community of homeless moved in. There was a promise that these boxes and their tenants would be at that location for only 6 months. Halfway through, I'm glad to report the GCOP has been largely successful. Yesterday, at a meeting of city and county officials, along with the board of Betty Kwan Chin Center and her staff, we heard these results. As of August 1st, 66 individuals had been housed and come through the program. Of the 66 persons, 39% have acquired or are about to find housing, 41% have found employment, 20% have exited the program voluntarily, and 8 clients were asked to leave for rules violations. About 21% of those 66 have entered substance abuse programs, and 36% obtained mental health services. In sum, Betty Chin and her staff deserve a lot of praise for their tireless efforts to make this program work. It's not a permanent solution to homelessness, but with private sector, government, and nonprofit working together, we're off to a great start. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.